This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHN, 91.5 WSGN. I'm Esther Chalmakili. President Donald Trump's proposed budget calls for huge cuts to the Environmental Protection Agency. The Trump administration wants to reduce EPA funding from about $8 billion to $5 billion. The budget would also slash the agency's workforce by about 20%. So what would this mean for Alabama and the state's many natural resources? We talk about that with Nick Patterson, editor of the weekly newspaper Weld. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Esther.
So President Trump wants to cut billions from the EPA and other federal environmental agencies. And to accomplish this, he's put in place leadership that appears to be willing to help him. Briefly, who's in charge of making environmental decisions now at the federal level?
Well, with the EPA being headed by Scott Pruitt, who used to be the Attorney General of Oklahoma and who has been an avowed opponent of the EPA over the years prior to his appointment. He sued the agency a number of times. And so clearly his stance against the EPA has raised a lot of questions in terms of what he's going to do with the agency now that he's in charge. With the Energy Department, which also has some regulatory authority with regard to natural resources, you have Rick Perry, former governor of Texas, also who ran for president and who has demonstrated some antipathy toward the department he is now in charge of as well. So you have a number of federal bureaucrats now who really have had, shall we say, oppositional viewpoints of the agencies they are now running.
And at the state level, the Alabama Department of Environmental Management, or ADEM, is responsible for monitoring the state's natural resources and environmental decisions. What effect would the EPA cuts have on ADEM and Alabama?
Well, ADEM, as you say, is responsible for taking care of environmental regulation in Alabama. And of course, that there's a lot of natural resources in the state of Alabama that need protection. But ADEM would be looking at major budget cuts, which they feel they can manage with attrition and with the stated intent to not lay people off if they don't have to.
But and that's on top of the state-level cuts that have happened to that department as well.
Yeah, ADEM basically has depended a great deal on federal funds because the state really hasn't been supporting it. As a consequence of that, when the EPA cuts come through, it really is going to have a major impact on ADEM.
So if ADEM's budget is slashed even more and it's forced to cut its workforce, who will be responsible for monitoring Alabama's natural resources like drinking water and air quality?
Well, ADEM has essentially said that there's very little they're going to be able to do on some issues. And, of course, there are those who already criticize the agency for how much or how little it really does to hold polluters or potential polluters accountable for what they do.
Weld spoke to a few environmental advocates, actually, for this story. What did they say will happen to the residents of Alabama if these budget cuts take place?
Well, Mitch Reed, for example, who was one of the first people that we quoted all the way.
He's with the Alabama Rivers Alliance.
Yeah, with the Alabama Rivers Alliance. Mitch Reed said that people are going to get sick because essentially without any kind of oversight by governmental agencies, people will pollute and pollution ultimately leads to potential environmental problems that could wind up in the food chain, could wind up in the atmosphere, could really impact the health of people. That is an ultimate possibility as regulations and oversight are limited. And of course, there are a number of other things that could happen in the short term, as well as you see resources not being properly cared for or watched over. And you could see the loss of some resources. We talked about at the beginning a recent spill where there was a threat to the habitat of a species, a snail that you're not going to find everywhere. And so as a consequence of that, you know, it was a near miss, but.
And that was the gas leak in September, the Colonial Pipeline gas leak near Helena.
Yeah. And so what happens in the future with the resources already depleted, we'll have to see. But environmentalists are not looking at this optimistically.
And this is a proposal only. Trump's budget still needs congressional approval, and we'll see what happens. We'll continue to monitor this with Nick Patterson, editor of the weekly newspaper Weld. Their recent issue is out today. Nick joins us most Thursdays during All Things Considered here on WBHM. Nick, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me, Esther.